done in the likeness of sinful flesh, and concerning sin, listen, condemned sin in the flesh. In order that the ordinance of the law might be fulfilled in us. Those who are not walking according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. I've got my product ready for Shark Tank. Now, I'm going to give you the first opportunity to invest in this. It's called a misfit bit. It's time for Christians to stop obsessing about fitness and start focusing on more important things in life, like sin. That's why I've developed this innovative, always-on-call spiritual health care consultant, the Misfit Bit Sinful Activity Tracker, is a technologically advanced wristband that monitors your morality 24/7. It's advanced voice recognition software, detects all verbal indiscretions, including, but not limited to, swearing, yelling in anger, taking the Lord's name in vain. The super saint setting can also sense white lies and white curses like darn and shoot and heck. Its uber-sensitive microphone detects when you are listening to inappropriate music, hanging with the wrong crowd, watching the wrong movies, or binge-viewing the wrong kinds of shows. The global positioning system aspect provides especially helpful tracking for all movement in and around casinos, bars, vape shops, nightclubs, liquor stores. And it records when you're driving too fast. And can be programmed to verify that you show up on time for work, church, and even supper.
Amen.
Now, if you sync the Misfit Bit to your phone and your computer, it will even monitor your web browsing. And you activate the optional pay tag and keep track of all your purchases, because where your money is, that's where your heart is also. The Misfit Bit empowers and inspires a spiritually healthy and wholesome lifestyle. Wristbands for sinners of all sizes. While the device automatically generates daily, weekly, and monthly reports, one need not wait to see how holy the one has been, because the Misfit Bit's rather aggressive setting, the vibration feature zings you immediately whenever you stray from the narrow path. Why burden fellow Christians to help you grow spiritually?
They are busy enough dealing with logs in their own eyes, and the Misfit Bit
spiritual health monitoring
to the next level by putting it in your own hand. Now, the devil doesn't want you to buy this device. So, be your very own sin sensor today, and let sin Satan
from the sky like lightning. Pretty good pitch, huh? Yeah. The man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. I looked at Mary Jo about halfway through Andy's lesson, and I said, what am I going to preach now? Well, last week we looked at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8, but I only got through one of the points. So if you'll turn back to Ephesians chapter 3, beginning with verse 8, this is going to connect. So it wasn't just something funny that I happened to run across. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8, I'll try to connect this together here. Paul writes, and we've been working on the eternal purpose, purpose of the ages. Ephesians 3:8, Paul says, this grace was given to me, the least of all the holy ones, to proclaim the good news of the untraceable riches of Christ among the Gentiles, and to enlighten all with what the stewardship of the mystery is. Now, we understand mystery from the cipher words of being Christ in you, the hope of glory. So what Paul is writing about is not the theological explanation of Christ in you, the hope of glory, but he's writing about the stewardship. I mean, you can debate you can debate people all day about, you know, well, yeah, you know, the Holy Spirit has, and then they can say, no, it doesn't make any difference, see, if you don't know what to do with what you got. That's been hidden from the ages in God who created all things through Jesus Christ. Verse 10, in order that now, all this happened, so those of us who are born at such a time as this, that now the manifold or multifaceted wisdom of God might be made known to the principalities and authorities and the authorities in heavenly places through the congregation of believers. Paul says, don't you know you're going to judge angels? Well, it's not like Judge Judy. But angels long to look into these things. And so we are the vehicle that God has chosen to dwell in and to exhibit the manifold wisdom of God through the weakness of human flesh becoming divine. And this is going to be made known to the principalities and authorities in the heavenly places, because a third of the angels rebelled, and Revelation says the tail of the that they were, a third of the angels were cast, the dragon, and cast from heaven. So the ones that remain are witnesses of this. See, how is God going to prove his holiness? Through the weakness, through the weakness of us. Verse 11, this was according to the eternal purpose. This is the reason, this is the purpose of the ages. This is what's going on, this is what motivates this thing, see? Which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access in confidence through his faith. Let's pray. Great God in heaven, I am so grateful and thankful for your word. So grateful and thankful that I'm allowed to participate in this divine proclamation. Father, that you have redeemed a people set apart for your purposes. That when we gather around the table, we see what was sacrificed to redeem us. And we enter into that transaction, Father, not only remembering the price that was paid, but Lord God, on the first day of the week, agreeing transactionally to pay that same price to redeem those who are outside and to testify to the powers and principalities in the heavenly realms. Help us to see clearly our divine purpose. In the name of Jesus I pray, amen. Again, the natural man has a tendency to see himself at the center of the universe. So many would believe and teach that avoiding the very appearance of evil is the sole purpose and preoccupation of Jesus. Which again puts the flesh at the center instead of putting Jesus at the center. As we start to really think about the nature of the eternal purpose, our living according to the Spirit becomes redefined as the means by which God accomplishes His objective. You see the difference there? You see the difference between, do and don't, and I'm going to get you if you do, and we're going to expose all this. The first point was that we destroy evil reasonings. We destroy the arguments. We don't go back to circumcision. We don't go back to the law. We don't embrace the flesh. We walk by the Spirit. Amen? But the adversary, Satan, does not want us to think clearly about walking in the Spirit. See, he wants to muddy the issue. He wants to elevate us to the center as he elevated himself to the center and tried to lay hold of something, the glory of God, that didn't belong to him by means, of taking it. Evil reasonings are weapons of mass destruction. Now, I'm sure that you're all aware that over the weekend, what happened in El Paso, 20 people killed. Dayton, people killed. I mean, we need to pray for those families. But see, that is in your face. And if we think that the only attack that's available to Satan is a frontal attack, we're going to get outboxed. Hi, Richard. We're going to get outboxed every time. See? Because sometimes Satan, who is the absolute, domination, power, this world is his domain. And we're the counterculture. So he's really good at putting these mirages up, see, on determining what holiness is. Behavior is always the result of what we believe. And the essence of mass destruction, the essence of sin, is not believing God. Back in the garden, first trick out of the book, God really say, talking about attacking the root. Did God really say, plants that seed there, see? He's a murderer from the beginning. He does not stand in the truth. See, we destroy these false arguments, these false dichotomies that Satan presents, see, as though that our redemption and our perfection and our sinlessness had not already been purchased, but is something that we're supposed to strive to gain. Oh man, you can't do that. I mean, people will do anything they want to. You know what? People are going to do anything they want to anyway. They are. I am. You are. See? So, destroying the evil reasonings by the basis of the scriptures, not the basis of my experience. Are you going to believe God's word, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? This is not really what's going on. What's really going on and what's really important is just above our visual level, and that's where the battle rages. We destroy the evil reasonings and the arguments through the Word of God and stand on the promises. The second thing we do is that we monitor our emotions. Now, we are emotional people. Monitoring our emotions does not mean, in any sense of the word, denying our emotions. See, in the beginning was the Word, and of course, that is logic. It has to be logical, but Plato's rules of argumentation. The first rule is to establish a level ground of emotional contact with the individual. We respond emotionally, both physically and spiritually. We respond. That's why love, see, absolutely love is a choice, but absolutely you can't deny that choosing that doesn't have an emotional aspect. Now, the emotion is not the driver, see, but it's there, and we need to recognize it, see. But emotions are like sonar. Now, I grew up with Sea Hunt and Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, you know. And what sonar does is send out pulses that resonate underwater, sound waves that resonate underwater, and then bounce back. Well, that's the way our emotions are, see. Is we have these vague impressions, we have these feelings, and then as they bounce back, it's up to us to determine, see, what kind of like a you ever play like, you know, sink the battleship, you know? You get one hit, you got to figure out where the rest of the battleship is. Well, you know, these emotions, you know, and like sonar, and how we interpret those returning signals is going to determine how we respond. See? And that response is always going to be based on reason. So we gotta have the reason first, we gotta have the reasoning, we gotta have the appropriate arguments before we can respond emotionally to, you know, these emotional signals that bounce back. See, it comes as a shock to most men that moods don't just happen. They don't. When any of us are angry or discouraged or depressed or anxious or self-pitying or fearful or irritable, it's likely because we believe something very specific about those returning signals. Let me help you with this. All of these returning signals, they're not all about you. Yeah, you just kind of keep that in mind. They're not all about you. See, to battle sin is to battle false reasonings. To battle sin is to battle unbelief. It's not to battle our flesh. That victory has been gained, has been declared, and now we're manifesting that. As opposed to the idea of God or the body of Christ waiting for you to make a mistake that I catch, see, so that I can point it out to you. Like that's news. In order to destroy evil reasonings effectively, we gotta press these doubts, we gotta press these temptations, we have to press these emotional responses into specific arguments or reasons. The question we need to ask is, what specifically is being asserted, or what specifically is being implied or promised to us by the serpent? What is our reasonable service? A living sacrifice. The transaction. Only by that, then, are we going to be able to destroy the enemy's false arguments with true arguments. Here's what God says. Here's the truth. Here's what I'm working through. I'm not at the center. It's not about trying harder. Now again, don't hear me saying that God is okay with sin. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that the only way to defeat that is with the appropriate mindset, not behavior modification. We gotta know who we are. We gotta know whose we are. We gotta know why we're doing what we're doing and why this battle rages and what our part in the battle is. What good is a soldier in the heat of battle that is constantly having a dress inspection? Making sure the polish and buttons are polished. Well, no, you gotta pay attention to your weapons. You gotta pay attention to your purpose. You gotta pay attention to your comrades. You gotta work for a united purpose. It doesn't matter how shiny the army looks. How is the army going to fight? This is by faith. This is not just an alternative kind of modified system it's still, you know, one set of regulations, and now we kind of got a different set of regulations, and, you know, God's a little easier, and he kind of grades on it. No. It's faith. It's completely different, and mankind wants to err on either the side of law or licentiousness. But there's not even a comparison, see? It's kind of like asking the question, you know, do you guys use the instrument in worship? Well, not unless I swallowed a juice harp. Because worship is internal. It's not even an argument that can take place, and yet that's the very thing that has separated this movement for almost 200 years. We destroy the evil reasonings, we monitor our emotions, and we live the victory that overcomes the world. When we're anxious or depressed or irritable, it's likely we believe a lie about ourselves or we believe a lie about God. The victory that overcomes the world is not our behavior. The victory that overcomes the world is our faith. 1 John 5:4. Because everyone, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, who has been born from God is overcoming the world. And this is the victory, our faith, that overcame the world. This is why precisely the devil does not want us to think clearly about sin and to misappropriate. See, even the evaluation of the war. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4 tells us quite clearly that sin is lawlessness. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17 again clearly tells us that sin is unrighteousness. And Romans 14:23 says, what is not from faith is sin. Satan wants to keep things vague so he can imprison and disarm, immobilize, and get us court-martialed by a kangaroo court. Our commander wants us to think clearly. Jesus wants us to know the truth because the truth brings freedom. If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will be making you free. The Fitbit, the misfit bit makes you a slave. Faith makes you free. Thanks for your time.